show, everybody. I said, welcome to the show, everybody. Beating the Block 2012. We back up in the building once again. It's looking good. I cut it down too sharply, but that's all right. We're going to keep it moving. What's going on, people? We back once again. We in the building. You can catch us at beatingtheblock.com. Beating the Block. You can search for Beating the Block on Google. Search for Beating the Block and iTunes. I found out if you do that, you can get straight to our iTunes site where you can leave a 5-star review for us. Or any review that you like, you know, but we prefer 5-star reviews, you know. That's just my preference. You can also search for us on Stitcher, download the app. You know, get all the goodies, man. Get all the goodies. I have to tell y'all all the time to get the goodies. We appreciate it. Matari, say what's up to the people.
Yo, motherfucking ho! He fucks the fleas off the bitch. He shakes the ticks off his dick. And in his booty, her booty, he buries his motherfucking bone.
Pause.
And if there's anything left over, he'll roll over and take a doggy bag hole.
And while y'all in the clapping mood, I always want to say that, man. Welcome to the show, y'all. We had a fantastic week. So much to talk about tonight. Last minute news, up to minute updates, man. It's drama. It's the smooth circle of life that is reality, just hitting us in the face each and every day. Be blessed to be alive, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
That's man, that was so inspirational, man. Keep that up, man.
I don't know what that extra static stuff is, but we're gonna get to the bottom of that. Also, I thought that was Skype, but apparently not. Okay, it stopped right there. It must be the these mic cables. Y'all seeing how the sausage is made? We're not gonna even stop the show just to, you know, pause for a break to fix stuff. We're just gonna keep it rolling. That's how we do. Now the sound's back and we're feeling good. We're looking good. We're doing good. Welcome to the show. First off, I want to start off by giving a shout out to Big Poke. Thanks for the follow.
Big Poke Dina.
Yes, sir.
He strips and chemo for a rocking arena.
Huh. And shout out to DJ DMD, who was on the show last week. Y'all go and download that.
That's 25-8.
Yes, sir. I had fun, man. I like that show.
Man, I listened to that one a couple of times. That dude, he's inspirational to me, man.
Mm-hmm. I rather enjoyed it. And we're going to get right in. I'm going to start off this week. We're going to bring back a segment that I have not done in a while. The Top Dog of the Week.
Uh-oh. That's new to me, man.
Well, on the show, we do... I used to do it before I was graced with your presence on the show. Before we livened up, you know what I'm saying? We used to have the Top Dog segment where we would basically outline who impressed us that week and who was the alpha male of the dog pack. And this week, I got to say, it's LL Cool J, man.
Oh, he's bad.
Top Dog of the Week. Congratulations, man. Let me read the article. Seems like somebody broke into LL's house, man, which was a bad mistake. A very, very bad mistake. First of all, why would a dude... Well, he probably didn't know where he was going, obviously. I don't know if he was unarmed. Look, my iPad just reset itself. Anyway, the 44-year-old rapper turned... Wait, let me fix that. 44-year-old... Wait, let me fix this. Here we go. All right, now let's bring it back. Like I was saying beforehand...
Seamless.
Before I was rudely interrupted by the microphone... The 44-year-old... Hold on, Akon. I'm trying to make a point, man. The 44-year-old rapper turned NCIS Los Angeles star is not likely to face charges as a result of his fight with the burglar who broke into his Studio City home, an LAPD spokeswoman confirmed to the Daily News. LL, a.k.a. James Todd Smith, was woken. Let me cut this down. He was woken by a noise at his residence. You understand? And it was, Akon's getting on my nerve.
Yeah, I could do without him, too.
He was walking by a noise coming from his kitchen about 1 a.m. and confronted the intruder downstairs. Smith left the would-be robber with a broken nose and jaw and what police sources described as mama saying knock him out. They said they described it as a knockdown, drag out fight, and he was detained for police. First of all, why should there be any instance of where he would receive an assault charge?
Well, no.
Yeah.
You know, because the burglar was burglaring, baby.
He was burglaring. I don't understand. Well, I guess they want to make sure that he wasn't overzealous about it.
It's all fair game when you come to somebody's house, man. He lucky he's living.
Man, if this was Texas.
Yeah, he'd have some holes in it. Quickly.
Castle Doctrine. Look it up. But he's still top dog, man. That really proves, that puts the cool in LL Cool J to me. I mean, well,
that forgives him for licking his lips and shit, because I felt I was done with LL after Bad, after all that shit.
I think they went after his chapstick collection, man. That's when that drove him insane, man. Boy came out with the one pants leg up. Yo.
Oh, man.
Yeah, one pajama leg up. Yo. Who is that?
All time he hit the mixtape circuit now.
Yeah. I'll do a rap about it immediately. Immediately. I'll be like, what rhymes with burglar? Let me write it down. Hurry up. All right, we're finna check in. And make sure Akon and
I try to see what rhyme with burglar man on the fly. I can come with nothing. Nah.
You can't. Alright. We bring them back, y'all. I just had to explain that article 1 second. So AL, top dog of
Purpler. No, that don't work.
Purpler. Ursula?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna give him the award. Top dog of the week, congratulations, bro. Protecting his family, too, man. That's what I like to see, man. And they said the dude could receive life in jail. Boo-hoo, wah-wah. You know.
Hey, beware of a light, tall, light-skinned brother with dimples.
Man, how you gonna face jail as a nigga that got beat up by LL Cool J, though?
He was too bad for him.
Dude just gonna start rapping lyrics to your ass just to fuck with you. He gonna have to fight in the wreck, man. He gonna fight in the wreck over some LL lyrics, watch.
Yeah, he gonna get his head sprung.
Say, homie, who's bad? I'll take a muscle bound man and put his face in the sand.
Right?
Hey, man, he wasn't lying, man. He fucked you up. the mic ain't showing us no love tonight. No love at all.
No, we good now. We good.
All right. Moving on. West Nile epidemic, man, is hitting like crazy. Now, I told Dallas to keep that shit in the DFW. We wasn't trying to hear no West Nile virus. I wasn't trying to get my DDT up, especially since summer is ending. How you get West Nile virus right before? It's happening a lot, man. Hold on. Let's take a break. All right, take three. Now, what? See, this is how I segue right here. I just let the beat ride out a little bit. I let Ghostface just kind of soothe it. You know what I'm saying? Like I was saying, West Nile virus, you're supposed to stay in Dallas. In the DFW, now it's apparently spreading across the state. They even found a case of West Nile virus in Sugar Land. I'm here with my expert, Montoya's, who can tell us how to prevent West Nile virus. Go ahead, Montoya's.
Stay indoors.
Well said, Montoya's. So that's how you prevent West Nile virus in Texas, y'all. Stay your ass inside.
Stay indoors, get your World of Warcraft on, your Minecraft on, and all that shit. Your first person shooters and shit. And dogs and damn mosquitoes, man.
It'll be pasty as fuck come winter, man. No, winter we gonna be inside too. I'm ready for winter, man. Oh, we got a spectacular. I said Ooh. That. Ooh. Set of holiday episodes for y'all coming up.
Spectacular.
Inscrupulous. Hold on.
Indubitably.
There we go. We're fixing everything on the fly tonight. But man, I don't know. Should I load up on the off now or stay inside? What I don't know what to do with West Nile, man.
Deep, man. Don't worry about it, man. West Nile, it's only messing with them Dallas folk, really.
They say it's the worst. I see you. They say it's like been the worst outbreak that they've seen so far.
Hey, you know I'm on my conspiracy theory, right?
What happened?
I don't know what happened. I just know that, you know, I'm expecting some kind of West Nile vaccine to come out in a couple of weeks.
Uh-oh.
Maybe a month or two.
Uh-oh.
And they're trying to have everybody scared before they start selling.
Big Farm at it again.
Yeah, man. I mean, we've been hearing about this West Nile for a while, and all of a sudden, a lot of other stuff is getting in the way of, you know, them marketing that. We had the pig flu, the bird flu, all that shit. Now it's West Nile back in the mix. Because hurricane season ain't been coming through since Ike and Katrina. Miss me, dog. I ain't buying it yet, man. I'm going to have to actually know somebody that got affected. That's a shame that I'm thinking that way, but that's where I'm at. You see, I hear about it too much, and I'm thinking it's some social sensationalism.
Hold on, let me check the sign one more time, people, and then we're going to start.
All right. Now, we check the sound. Let's see, Montoya, say something.
Hey, can you hear me now?
There we go. Now you sound a little better. Let me try it, though. There we go. All right, take, four?
Take four. Pick it up.
And we back again, people. We had some minor problems. We starting off right, though. Even my laptop gave up on it. It's like, hold on, man. I'm going to sleep, man. Y'all get y'all shit together, and then I'll come back on. moving on. I don't want West Nile, basically. So y'all, keep that in the DFW area. Thank you.
Yeah, I see you, Big Farmer. I don't buy it.
Yeah, that's just like this. They say they have an AIDS-like virus that's coming out now. Have you heard the scoop on that?
I haven't, but I'm not surprised.
Man, let me look this up. They're saying there was an AIDS-like virus coming out, and
How is a new virus like coming soon? Like we waiting on a movie? What's that about? Yeah, we got this new AIDS finna come out, man. Y'all be checking for it. It's gonna be in the stores.
Then be out the movie, be like coming next summer.
Yeah. And we running trailers for it right at the movie theater. In a world.
researchers have identified a mysterious new disease that has left scores of people in Asia and some in the United States with AIDS-like symptoms, even though they're not infected with HIV. The patients' immune systems become damaged, leaving them unable to fend off germs as healthy people do. What triggers this is not known, but the disease does not seem to be contagious. That's good news. It's not contagious.
Man, that just proved Chris Rock right, man, when he was like, they just give us drugs to cope with the shit. They don't give us a cure. Because ain't no money in the comeback.
Nah, ain't no money. Ain't no money.
Ain't no money in the cure. It's in the comeback.
Yeah, the money is in the sickness.
You know, and pretty soon we're going to be like, what happened to you last week? Oh, my AIDS was acting up.
Yeah, shout out to Chris Rock.
Yeah, man.
So coming next summer, y'all, we're going to have a new thing. Hey, I thought we was getting closer to curing AIDS, man. I thought I was going to be able to fuck.
They ain't going to never cure AIDS.
Hey, that did sound like a song by you. Man, but they say that it's a new kind of acquired immune deficiency that is not inherited and occurs in adults, but doesn't spread, you know, to potential carriers or whatnot. A scientist at the National Institute said, I am not looking forward to that, man.
No.
Because now we finna have a whole campaign. Now we gotta have another color bracelet for the new AIDS victims. Now we gotta have a new special.
Got a million bracelets for everything.
Now we gotta have another charity for the Mystery AIDS charity.
Mystery, you know, AIDS.
Coming next winter.
Mystery AIDS.
Man, that's
hashtag.
Crazy. That is crazy.
I'm between, oh man, I'm coughing. I think I got them mystery AIDS.
I think I got them AIDS, man.
Hope I'm never at it.
Toddler Fight Club. You heard about this, man?
Man, after you told me about it, I checked it out.
According to Fox News, three Delaware daycare employees have been accused of encouraging toddlers to fight each other while the children were under their care. And it says...
Baby fights.
Yeah, I don't want to say a name. Employees of the Hands of Our Future daycare in Dover were arrested after a cell phone video emerged of them allegedly encouraging 2-3-year-olds to fight in an organized battle. Police said in the video, one child is heard yelling, "He's pinching me." A daycare worker allegedly responded, "No pinching, only punching." Damn.
He didn't say pinching. That's your country ass.
Oh.
Pinching. Yeah, it's pinching.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the kids about ran up to one of the adults for protection, but she turned him around back to fight. So, we having kids fight clubs now? That's what's hot in the street? Toddler fight clubs?
Yeah, you remember that story like a couple of weeks ago where the boy that was old, just a little older than the rest of them at the daycare was around there kicking ass. And the dad came in and whooped the wrong kid because he thought that kid was beating on his kid. Man, it was a story a couple of weeks ago. Some badass little boy was sneak punking everybody in there. Yeah, all the other little kids. And nobody knew what was going on. All of a sudden, this one cat showed up and saw bruises on his daughter, stormed off in there mad, asking who did it.
Mm.
And he jumped on the wrong kid. But, man, there might be some shit going on for real. Mm-hmm. It might be daycares pitting themselves against each other.
What if they had, like, leagues, man? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, kinder care whoop y'all's ass over here.
Kinder kid got them studs over there, man. Them boys are smart, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like Pop Warner. It's Pop Warner Fight Club.
She ain't been watching too much Hunger Games. See, that's what happened. The shit came out on DVD and fucked everything up. You know what I'm saying?
I bet you won't fuck with our daycare.
They be wearing uniforms and shit. Be like Kinder Kill Tigers.
Shit.
It'd be one of them Chinese daycare be kicking everybody ass.
Yep. Yeah, stay away from that one.
Bruce Lee.
They know that shit. Yeah.
They know that karate. That dude be in that tight. He be in that with the crane kick. Have Mr. Miyagi in the corner. Dang, your son.
Look at him. They got different grades and shit.
I give you an F, man. You should have went for the uppercut. Come on, man. We're going to go back there. We're going to review the video.
Yeah, they got JV and varsity.
USC come by recruiting and shit.
Yeah. Hey, it's good catching Merlin.
Hey, man. Look at that. That kid's a killer right there, man. I'm going to keep my eye on that guy right there.
He's a bruiser. He got a glass jaw.
Oh, man. That's crazy. I mean, they go to jail. It's retarded, man. I was trying to find a video for it. I think I have it. Oh,
I got
the
video, yeah.
I got it right here. We finna go in. Boom. Come on, YouTube. I'm finna roll the dice, YouTube. Come on. No commercials. No commercials, YouTube.
A Delaware daycare center is shut down and three workers are arrested after police say they forced toddlers to fight. The whole thing was captured on cell phone video and is described as disturbing. However, police are not showing that video tonight. It happened at the Hands of Our Future daycare in Dover. Eyewitness News reporter Todd Quinones has reaction to
they got them hands of the future, all right.
Sound like a video game.
He's pinching me while a daycare worker responds.
Well, they're basically going over what I said.
Hey, he said it right, though.
What?
Police allege while a daycare worker responds, yelling and crying, he's pinching me. While a
pinching
daycare
me.
Worker
did
responds,
you hear that?
No pinching.
Nope. See, pinching.
He didn't get pinched. He got pinched.
You're right.
Children, police say, can be seen punching and wailing on each other as three daycare workers looked on. One even recorded the fight on her cell phone.
Clearly,
One of the children.
What cell phone gonna get? I love it. Hey, I love it, man.
Gift and a curse, man.
Does not want to continue on, and he is pushed back into the fray by.
Get back there, be somebody.
Dover Police Captain Tim Stump says 19-year-old Tiana Harris, 21-year-old Estefania Myers, and 47-year-old Lisa Parker were working.
Hey, but what's up with the 47-year-old
though? State Street in Dover. When the fight occurred,
they look like linebackers.
Both the first two, they you know fresh out of you know 19 and 21. There's a 47-year-old.
She probably the main one in there encouraging.
Just because I feel as though my daughter is around anything, I should have known that day.
The fight video is not being shown. I should have known that day. I should have known. See?
I believe in a million years. I mean, I would have to see the proof to believe it.
Parents were invited Monday to be briefed by police on the investigation, which began this weekend when an officer was first shown the cell phone video while working on an unrelated case.
I do think it's outrageous for you to provoke a three-year-old to fight.
The daycare center has since been shut down. The three employees are all facing charges, including endangering the welfare of children and assault.
I will say this, though, side note, that the girl that should have known, she was white.
Yeah.
she was white, and the black chick sounded intelligent.
Yeah.
I was waiting for some old, you know, sideways hook-ass person to come in there.
You know what? That was a good moment in black history.
And fuck it up.
That
it was. Yeah. We didn't noon.
I think that was racist like a motherfucker. What we doing?
It is racist. But remember the last news clip we did? And the old buddy showed up out of nowhere?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He took us back, man.
Oh, it hurt. It hurt.
He took us back.
It hurt. Back. I didn't even have to see the video to know what it was, man.
He took us back, man.
So, yeah, I enjoy to see a white person fall off every now and then. That's racist, but I admit it.
All right, and what happened with Superman, man? Now, is him and Wonder Woman fucking, or what's going on?
Man, Lois Lane couldn't handle it.
What you mean?
She couldn't handle it, man, from Krypton, man.
Does this mean we'll see them in a movie?
Now, it's on comic books now. You know, maybe it might end up in a movie.
This the article.
The slong from Krypton was too strong.
What?
Wonder Woman had to handle it.
Scandal in Metropolis. Superman and Wonder Woman are canoodling on the cover of an upcoming Justice League comic. No word on what flavor Ben and Jerry's Lucius Lane was gorging on. I don't. All right. Now we have to get a little geeky here to explain what's going on. DC Comics, the publisher of Superman and Wonder Woman, recently relaunched all their comics, calling them the New 52. This is the 12th issue of a reboot for the Justice League, kind of DC's version of the Avengers. Okay. Okay, I get it. So loyal readers might have suspected something like this was coming. As Entertainment Weekly points out, Superman and Wonder Woman have been getting all flirty in recent issues of the new comic. Oh, so they've been building up to this.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they just couldn't fight the feeling anymore. And this isn't going to be some Lane one-off where in the issue, Superman wakes up from a dream and he's still dating Lois Lane.
Mm-mm. He ain't dreaming.
She's going to be in a new movie,
Crystal
man.
Waves. He ain't dreaming.
She's going to be in a new movie. Beyonce is Superwoman?
Nah, negative.
That's gonna bring up too many racial issues.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with
Superwoman.
We don't
need
that,
and we in an election year. You know, we don't need all that drama. You know.
Mm-mm.
That's it, because they probably working on it and they could spring it up on it. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know who would be it, really.
Well, no, I mean, the nerds would catch on to that as soon as it leaked. They can't be working
you know,
on one
right
cut
now. Up anyway,
but they have been, like, pricing, I mean, not pricing, but kind of just placing people of who they think would be a good Wonder Woman. And if Beyonce was mentioned, that was like a whole fuss.
I don't know why she was mentioning that.
I don't want them to blacken Wonder Woman, man. I kind of don't like when they do that. I don't think because, you know, she shouldn't be that character. I just don't like them crowborn racing to it. You know, like, if they have a character, let's make that character black from the beginning.
Right.
You know, and let's leave it at that. No, let's not throw black paint over a white character.
What's old buddy from, who is Samuel L. Jackson playing in the Avengers?
Nick Fury.
Yeah, he wasn't black at first.
Nah, he was white, but actually in the comics there was a black Nick Fury.
Yeah, well, eventually. Yeah. There was a black Green Lantern, too. What happened to that?
That actually worked because he passed on the ring to the black dude. Yeah. So, that actually worked. Like, there was a character that developed. They didn't call Hal Jordan, you know, Jerome Jordan, you know, and made a movie. That's what I don't want.
Man, have we gotten the new Black Panther yet? What happened to that guy?
It's supposed to be coming. Well, that right now it's all in the air. I don't know. It's supposed to be coming. Mm-hmm. It's definitely
Superman
supposed to be
and woman,
coming.
Superman and woman kissing Black Panther get sent to the back of the bus.
Did you see that Superman trailer?
No, I didn't.
That's dope, man.
Up and shut up with Superman,
though. I haven't seen a good one yet, though.
That last one, I was done. I just had to hear rave reviews, because other than that...
I didn't like it.
Man, I go watch a love story to go see a love story.
And the best part about it, when the bullet pierced his eye in slow-mo, they showed it on the commercial. Yeah. And then they tried to make that a big part of the movie. Boom. I was done, man.
Boom.
They got to come better, man. And the only Superman I respect is the Christopher Reeve Superman. And that was probably because I was too young to recognize plot holes.
That's
because
Richard Pryor was in there with your racist ass.
Yeah, man. That was a good time.
Yo, soup.
That was tight.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Yeah, you know, that's racism. So we're going to have Barack Obama co-sign our racism on the show now, by the way. Until the election.
Because he can straddle the fence.
Yeah. Every time I say something racist, I'm going to have Barack Obama approve it. And then that way it won't be racist anymore.
You'll be like, what? He's half white.
I'll be like, but Barack Obama said it's okay, sir. All right? So let's move on. We have a Black president in the White House. Let's look beyond simple semantics like this. Okay?
Come on now. Quit saying that.
Saying.
We got a half white president in the White House.
Oh, man. I tried, y'all. You see, I tried. Moving on, man. Black Dynamite is off the chain, by the way. They're going to be showing the movie this Labor Day weekend, y'all. Y'all might want to watch that. You might want to watch that and catch up, man. You say you haven't seen the movie?
I saw the movie. I haven't seen the series, the little cartoon series or whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man. It's dope, man. Maybe next time you come, I have a plan. We can watch it before we start the show.
I Netflixed the movie itself.
Oh, okay.
I had to watch it twice because I was pissed off the first time.
Why?
Well, you know, because I didn't catch that it was supposed to be outrageous on purpose. And, you know, I don't know what I was doing, drinking or
you
something.
You thought it was serious?
No, but halfway through it, I'm like, man, it can't be serious. And then I went back and I changed my mind frame on it and I laughed. It took me twice, though, honestly.
You looking at, hey, man, the mic is all in the picture, man. Well, that ain't right.
The mic part would tip me off to let me know it's supposed to be crazy. For but real? Up to that point, I'm like, man, what the fuck is this? I'm watching it. I'm still watching it. It's still playing. This shit, hell, man, low budget ass, and you know, it took me a minute.
And they got Tommy Davidson and his cream corn in there, man. And Twitter's just been slandering cream corn ever since, man. All right, my mama raised me on cream corn, and I refuse to participate in your slander because cream corn is delicious. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm on Toys K, and I endorse that message.
Man, some cream corn. I remember cream corn and fried chicken, man. It was the best. I would dip my fried chicken in the cream corn. I don't care if y'all call that coonery. It was delicious.
That is coonery.
I was raised on it, and I grew up to be a hefty boy. You know what I'm saying?
Cream corn and fried chicken.
Telling you, man.
Niggas, come get your food right over here.
We had a slow start, y'all, but we're getting together. We're going to take a break, review some things, take a look at the highlights, and we'll be right back.
They call me Big L.A., Big Silly, Big Money, Big Billy. When I'm trying in the mark, and you hear me? I be slicing with these balls, so you feel me? Let me dip it up for cuz in the back. Let me dip it, get a buzz in your hat. I'm going to tell you how to cause an attack. Timberland ladies love on the track. Love to get the ice, pop champagne. Don't forget I used to ride on the train. When I fucking ride, call my name. Go crazy in the mall with James. Don't cat not ill like me. Bring the women in the chill room tea. Let me tell you, girl, don't try me. You better have ID, cause maybe
oh, I gotta hear this part. Boy had some eye candy in that video, man.
I told you, I just saw that video.
Did you? Was that you that told me about
that? Yeah, I told you that.
Hey. Matter of fact, I was at the little spot where Lick Is My Muse, and that came on.
I'm going to keep that video rolling. I'm just look at it every now and then and inspire me during the show. You know what I'm saying? That's how we're going to do that. Moving right along, folks. Roger Clemens has now joined the Sugarland Skeeters.
Sugarland Skeeters.
A minor league baseball team in Sugarland, Texas. And if you don't know what a skeeter is, it's a mosquito.
Good pronunciation, man.
You see, I didn't want to sound country while I was doing it, because that would be redundant.
As long as they don't pinch you.
You know what I'm saying? As long as I'm not pinched, I'm good, you know. But they said that it was a sold-out crowd.
Not bad.
And that he still had some velocity on his pitch.
They trying to see if that some steroids still work.
He still got the juice going. Still got some juice in him. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to call him sorry. I'm not going to even call the Astros sorry. We're just going to say they're having an unfortunate...
No, them Astros sorry. call it how it is, man.
Yeah, they sorry, man. They've had an unfortunate couple of seasons, man. They have the worst record in Major League Baseball right now.
They ain't gave us shit to cheer for since they got swept in the damn World Series, man.
They should just start holding, like, business conferences at Minute Maid Park at this point and start getting their money back, man.
They don't need their money back.
They built them a new park for that bullshit.
Nice-ass arena. Nice-ass ballpark, man.
Yeah, nice one. I went to a Astros game when Biggio retired. And I think that's the last one that they won.
I went to one against the Cubs, man, about 2 years ago, and we lost. But it was a good game.
They said the Astros are interested in Roger Clemens. I guess one of their scouts went out and saw the game, and they're interested in signing him to the Astros. And I'm like...
To coach, right?
To play, I guess.
No. I don't buy that.
They can't do any worse.
Yeah, they can.
Like, they're turning into the real-life Major League Baseball movie, man. If not, they should just bring in Wesley Snipes out of jail and make him be Willie Mae Hayes. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I bet you what, signing Wesley Snipes might get them some media notoriety.
I go to the game.
Yeah, I go check old Wesley out once.
Shit, I think now they're selling tickets for 50 cents. You can get in Minute Maid Park with a pack of Jolly Ranchers at this point.
They might as well, you know, go after, what's my man name that's winning?
Who that?
The dude that the coin winning.
Oh, Charlie
Damn Sheen.
The Wild Thing. Get the Wild Thing
out there, yeah.
Get Wild Thing to go, man.
Yeah.
Shit, we need something out there.
Let him throw at the fans.
Wild pitching there. Get your glasses, Charlie, and suit up and get out there, man. Shit, we need you. You know what I'm saying? And then, to make matters worse, they're actually looking at a minor league team, and they're going to have to go into contract negotiations with them. And it's just not a good look for the Astros franchise, man. And they're going back. It's a real sign that they're digressing as a team. And they've thrown me off baseball in general. I had a little bit of interest in baseball because of the Astros. And I used to play. I used to play Little League Baseball, and as I got older, I just got turned off watching it. And I don't know, man. If they get Wesley Snipes and Charlie Sheen along with Roger Clemens, I'm in.
He asked for a lot of star power, man.
I'm in, though.
That shit ain't going to happen, dog.
They still going to be 0-12, but still, because, you know.
They be 0-12 with some names on the team.
Charlie Sheen going to come up, you going to show up drunk, you know what I'm saying, coked out, you know, and Wesley Snipes going to show up. He just needs to practice during the day.
Wesley Snipes going to show up serious because he owes the IRS.
If he live, he show up as Blade.
He need
to... Just come with a big-ass sword and a leather coat.
I need some serum.
Roger be like, I got you. What you need? What you need?
Right. Right.
That's a damn shame, man. But, I don't know, man.
Are you wrong,
speaking
man?
Of which, my Texans are looking good, man. We got some studs out there, boy. That's what I'm talking about. 20-9.
And we're going to be hell for y'all this year.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody opposing them Texans, it's going to be hell for y'all. Just see it coming. And if y'all keep listening to us, oh, man.
Oh, we're going to go in. There's going to be some rants. There's going to be some epic rants, man.
Ooh wee, man, I can't wait.
We starting with Miami minus Ocho. You know, we're gonna beat them down, of course. And I don't want to go back over that, but y'all know it's gonna happen. And fantasy football is well under its way. My first league, I did horribly. I winded up with Tony Romo, bitch ass. I got a cheer for him this season. Very, very heartbroken. Very heartbroken. One of the bright sides I got is Larry Fitzgerald, which I thought, but I just watched Arizona and Kevin Cobb threw like 4 or 5 interceptions. So Larry Fitzgerald is not going to receive any balls this year, I don't think. Not with the way they looking, man.
Well, is Cobb starting over there?
Nah, but they put him in the trial and, you know, they built him up. They built him up, though. And I can't totally blame Kevin Cobb. It's the O-line, too, man. And you know, I only discuss them because I have Larry Fitzgerald on my fantasy football squad. And it's terrible. It's terrible. And Kevin Cobb, you know, he's not going to get a starting position. With his performance tonight, fuck no, he's not starting, man.
Well, I don't know, man. I'm really kind of anxious to see what Tebow going to do over there in New York.
You know what? I didn't get a chance to catch the Jets game. I don't know how they did.
I don't either.
But it's going to be interesting. I'm waiting for the season to start.
I'm just waiting for the media circus that's going to surround Tebow ass out there in NYC.
It reminds me of this joke, my man. Say, man, Skip Bailey, if he had 10 minutes alone with Tebow and a camera, that motherfucker be deep throwing them and taking pictures.
10 minutes alone, it only take 10 seconds.
Tell Stephen A. Hold the camera. Look. Yep. You know them old man jokes.
Yep. He'd be a minute man in there.
I got some wild news for y'all, man. Ty Boonsong Kawa Wissarat. I know I fucked that up.
Why'd he even try to say that?
What's an MP? A minister?
MP is in what? Military?
Thai MP?
I see a gun on that picture. I'm thinking military police.
He's a senator. I don't know what MP means, but police in Thailand say that they will charge a member of the Thai parliament with causing death by negligence for accidentally shooting his secretary dead with a submachine gun. They say the accident happened in a restaurant on Sunday night. Senator Boonsong, I'm just going to call him Boonsong.
He's going to do it again.
Senator Boonsforms took out a 9mm.
Boonsform Kawasaki.
Yeah, Boonsform. Boonsform Kawasaki took out a 9mm Uzi submachine gun while waiting for food. They having dinner, mind you. And he pulled out a submachine gun on the table. The
waiter should have provided better service.
He told police the gun accidentally discharged and his secretary was shot in the stomach. Yeah. Police say the shooting happened in Phrae Province, northern Thailand. They say that Mr. Boonsform was in shock after the incident. The restaurant owner rushed the secretary to the hospital where she succumbed to her gunshot wound.
Man, how are we going to be a reputable show? You can't even say the damn name, man.
It's Boonsform Kawasaki, man.
Man, it's obviously Boonsong.
Say that last name, though.
Kawasaki.
yeah, exactly. They say, from our initial inquiry, the secretary's family will not sue because they were relatives and it was an accident. Because
they don't want to get shot. They didn't see how it goes.
Man, come on. You know, that's some power right there, man. I don't think he's going to face any charges. Because if the victim's family is not going to it's not going to press charges, then the government is not going to go against that man too hard.
Not going to happen. He walking like you know, he just walking.
God bless America, man. I don't think that would happen in I don't know. There's Sandra Levy. There's the girl that the Kennedy boy left in the car and drowned. She drowned.
Yeah. So it
happen. It can happen.
Wherever you got influence, that shit can happen. Don't worry about
that's
it.
That's power. That's power right there. And so we're looking forward to going live. Now, we were just discussing that, but it's going to be a while. We're going to try to basically get our sound together just plain first. Let's do that. And then we're going to go live. But see, when we go live, we're going to need y'all participation, though, because I want the chat room to be nice. At least 2 people, we be all right. You know, just
we get 2 people, we're going to be nice.
know what I'm saying? I mean, like, hey, person number one, how you feel?
Now, when you say live, are you talking cameras too?
Yeah, well, just a webcam, streaming. But we got to get our stuff.
Cameras going to fuck shit up.
We'll get it together.
All right, man, I don't know, man. I don't need motherfuckers seeing me in my worst round is this.
I'm going to have to keep a haircut or wear a hat.
Like, look at them niggas, man. They, look at them. We got a little cloak of, you know, mysteriousness on his radio.
Yeah, I do like the anonymous.
Yeah, you know, you don't know.
The anonymous.
I'm on Twitter. You can see that picture. But you don't have to believe that.
Yeah.
I don't believe half of y'all. You know?
Some of them are embellished.
Yeah, you know, half of y'all full of shit.
Yeah, some of y'all.
I'm not, but you don't know that. So, shit, there it is.
Yep. Let's move on to some political chat, shall we? The election is still in full swing, people. It's Democopolypse 2012.
Damn, boy, you made up like 3 words this show.
The Democopolyps, man. The, you know, Democrat apocalypse.
Man.
Todd Akin, let's get on this cat, man. Representative Todd Akin, Missouri's Republican Senate nominee, caused a public outcry Sunday when he told a local television station that legitimate rape rarely leads to pregnancy. I repeat that. He told a local television station that legitimate rape rarely leads to pregnancy. Your thoughts, Montoya?
Well, my first thought is, what would he consider illegitimate rape?
Well, that's when you don't kiss him in the mouth. You gotta show some love.
Oh, when you're raping him. You see what you just did there?
What?
You made rape funny. Made it funny. Just kind of.
But, you know, it was funny to me. Situation.
He might fuck everybody else up, but yeah, that shit was funny to me.
I'm just saying, you know.
You just made it funny, man. You did with Dane Cook. It wasn't Dane Cook. Taj.0, you did what Taj couldn't do.
Let me apologize right now before we even.
It's too late. Now, you said it.
Y'all get my full public apology on Twitter.
You see where hate mail is going.
That's twitter.com/cybersoldier.
Mm-hmm. Own it.
Thank you.
But yeah, man, as far as that dude goes, man, he didn't misspeak. He thought that shit, and he said that shit.
Yeah.
And what was funny nowadays, though, most politicians are really just saying they're speaking their mind. And, you know, figuring they can apologize for it later. And that's not even just on this rape shit. I see it a lot now. Everybody misspoke. Ever since Bill Clinton. Everybody, they're misremembering, they're misspeaking, and all that shit. It's like, no, you didn't miss anything. You said that shit like you meant it until you got some backlash.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, give me a break, man.
They don't know that the cameras are always watching either. Like, they can misspeak, and they can do some dumb shit.
I think they know
shit.
The camera rolling. They don't
you think
know
that now?
I think they don't think the wrong camera is rolling.
They
think it's a controlled environment where they can speak freely until they get that shit like, well, we got a report saying that, you know, such and such group is not happy with you. And all, yeah, now we got to backtrack and all that kind of
stuff. I humbly apologize.
Right, exactly.
To the organization that
I don't believe in apology, man. Look, If you gotta be asked to apologize, you really not sorry.
Yeah.
You know?
He had to carefully weigh his apology too.
Hey, but I think from what I recall, he didn't know. They asked him to step down or
yeah.
Something like that, and he said, fuck no.
Yeah, he went on Hannity.
I respect the hell out of that.
Why?
I do. Just because he stood his ground.
You like that?
If you mean that shit you just said, nigga, stand on it. I don't give a fuck if it's wrong, if I don't disagree. If I disagree or not, if you said and you meant it,
yeah.
Don't backtrack. Mm. God damn it, you said it, you meant it, stand on it and own it.
I feel you. Hey, I can't argue with that. I'm trying to, but I can't argue with that. I mean, I do. I realize that him standing his ground does solidify his message. You know,
it's
he didn't sneak off.
It's fucked up.
And just say, well, you're right, I was wrong. I didn't, you know, well, right. I guess I'll go hide in the corner. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. But he is really, he threw a monkey wrench in the Romney Ryan campaign.
They didn't need no extra monkey wrench, man. They're not going to win.
They say that, look, the AP poll came out and said that most people expect Obama to win.
Yeah, you know, first of all, I don't believe in them polls, but he's going to win.
Yeah.
Because Republicans obviously are not trying.
Yeah,
not with this ticket. They're not trying. I've been saying that a long time ago. They're not trying with this ticket.
Then why spend all the money, though?
For the looks? For the show, yeah. For the show.
For the game.
Yeah.
Goddamn shame. They playing games with us, though.
Yeah, exactly. And as long as we feel like they being serious and buying into it, man, I can rail all day against the system, man. As long as we vote for these motherfuckers that they putting in front of us, be it Republican or Democrat, we never gonna win.
How do we win, Montoya? I want to know how to win.
You find motherfuckers that's not beholden to them parties and vote for them.
I said it before, Roseanne, 2012.
Boom. You know, and that's valid.
I gotta see her valid. Comedy. I gotta see how her roast is.
If, hey,
her
we,
roast
we, was if good. they put Reagan ass in. Yeah. Why in the fuck can't Roseanne get in?
I don't want Schwarzenegger back in.
Schwarzer who?
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good.
We talking about the other one.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, man, but... Man, my political stance is, dog, if you stuck being part of either one of them parties, you missing the picture. You know, point blank. You know, neither one of those got your best interest at heart, and they work hand to hand, you know, on the cool. You know, I listen to Dan Carlin. Dan Carlin's common sense is where I get a good portion of my politics. All right. And that dude makes so much sense to me. I remember the first time I heard him. I was already thinking that way, but I didn't know how to verbalize it until I heard that show. And I was like, man, he's saying every damn thing I'm thinking. And the shit I hadn't thought of, hell, he coming up with it. And it's still making sense. He said one time that the reason that we won't get a third party is because both of them are working together. The last time that they let an independent in was Ross Perot.
Yeah, I remember.
Ross Perot got in there and made a whole lot of goddamn sense. I remember watching that. He had pie charts and shit. Up there pointing shit out, and them other ones they was sitting there dumbfounded. They had no clue. And ever since then, you won't get a third party in there.
You think that's why they give Ron Paul a cold shoulder like that? Because yeah, he's similar.
Yeah. He's similar. He's just wacky enough.
He reminds me of Ross Perot.
He's just wacky enough the way they won't let him in.
One of them old Texans with that. You know, that old man wisdom and that simple, straightforward thinking.
They don't want to see that no more, man. So, no, that's the problem. As long as we letting the Democrats and Republicans run this political shit, yeah, we're gonna be chasing our tails, man, for the rest of our damn lives, man.
I'm voting for Obama. End of story. Hardcore Democrat.
I'm going in that booth, and I'm voting for Kevin.
See, that's how you disarm me every time. You're not going to disarm me this show. I'm not agreeing. Well,
you stand firm if you want. But, yeah,
I
got
to do it.
I'm not voting for the motherfuckers that's running.
Now, if Romney and Ryan get in, will you be sad?
No, I'm not going to give a damn, honestly. I don't,
what they're going to do to healthcare. They roll it back, like in Texas, too. They just defunded Planned Parenthood.
Man, look, one thing I learned, and I halfway believe this shit, but one term that I think is valid is all politics is local. And so if you really want some shit to change, you better start local. You can't wait for the big election to all of a sudden get involved and think you're going to make some shit change. No, it's shit going on right around in your backyard that you need to pay attention to.
Well, I voted to have the red light cameras removed, and they weren't removed. What happened?
I think they were.
They were put back.
Depending on where you live.
They
were. Sugar Land kept them.
The company Houston didn't, though. The company that they were with didn't I think they gave them some legal hassle about canceling the contract. And then to me, they came back with some legalese and screwed me out my vote.
Well, let me tell you this. If you got money, your vote really counts.
Well, obviously.
If you just a regular Joe voting, I mean, they see your vote, but they don't really give a damn. You ain't got no money. You ain't got no skin in the game.
I'm like out in the corner. Excuse me. Yeah. I have a vote right
you
here.
You and a million other regular people in that corner waving your hand.
I'm in the nosebleed. They out in front.
They looking at the millionaires and the folks, the lobbyists that get in there and, you know, have their agendas.
They have what I found out in government classes. They called it the best seat at the show. Like, you pay the most money, and you have the best seat at the show.
And you got influence.
And you have influence. And you can meet people.
Yeah.
And you can politic. And, you know, the best person with the best seat closer to the current running president has a chance to call some shots.
Pretty much.
Best seat in the house, they call it.
Pretty much.
And that's, you know, your highly paid, paid-up lobbyists, interest groups, and things like that. I believe in that.
Lobbies are running this country, dog.
I believe that. I definitely believe that.
All these folks with they got their agendas, and they trying to mobilize people and all that shit.
Shout out to Nick Jew. Thank you for interrupting the show.
Hey, boo. Cousin.
Moving on.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. You know, man, the people, the lobbyists and everybody with money, that's who's running this shit. We can act like the polls mean some shit and our vote and our opinion means some shit. And, you know, I listen to Blacking It Up and I sympathize with a lot of the shit they say, but all those folks in that realm, we just going to be noisemakers, man. And we just going to be sitting on the sideline watching the shit go down anyway.
I'm falling for the area thinking that Romney and Ryan is going to ruin this country, man.
Man, look, they don't have a shot. Man, you better look past them because they don't have a shot.
Who should I be afraid of now?
Obama.
What?
He's getting reelected.
He's black.
He got people to owe. He owes people. I mean, you know, to change the way I said it. He owes people.
He wasn't.
And that's what
he wasn't.
Yeah, yeah, you trying to do me. I'll correct myself for you trying to get me, though.
You damn.
Yeah. He owes people. And that's why he's pissed off some of his damn standing. I mean, damn standing, his following. He's pissed him off because he had done exactly what he ran on. And, yeah. So, we can talk about that healthcare shit. No, that shit ain't going to stick. It ain't going to stick because it's
think it's going to get repealed?
Hell yeah, it's going to get repealed. That shit is retroactive, man. And they been fighting that shit tooth and nail.
I just don't want them to touch his effort to modernize healthcare. I stand to make a lot of money off that, Montoya.
Yeah, bro. A lot of people do. But you know, people that already got money are against you.
Yeah, like...
That's why you ain't
going to win. The upper people at my hospital.
You ain't going to win, man.
Yeah, well, see, the information workers like us, the information workers are excited about it because he's going to modernize it, mean they're going to give us more toys, more funding, things like that. The doctors that have been there a while, the insurance company that works with them, think totally opposite.
Amen.
And that's the struggle that we fight with up there. You know, everybody tries not to leak their political affiliations or how they feel about the healthcare plan because, you know, like I said, I don't know if I said it on the show, my vice president, you know, my team or whatever.
Man, speaking of your vice president, did you see that clip of him talking? And he's like, they gonna try to put y'all in chains like y'all used to be.
Gonna put you back in chains.
And back, there you go, back in chains.
Let me see if I can pull up a little something. YouTube, don't.
He can't help it, man.
Man, he's like the crazy.
He can't help it.
Man, he's a cool. He's like
he's speaking the way he thinks it, and is very not politically smart, man.
Fuck you, YouTube.
He's trying to put y'all in chains.
They're gonna put y'all back in chains. You trying to sound like a black preacher?
Yeah, yeah. Because he was talking to a black congregation. Obviously,
they gonna put y'all back in chains.
He went in politician mode and got the catering and All that shit, man.
Man, Cow-town. He broke out in the dance. The organ just did. Yes, no, I'm telling y'all.
Yep.
Obama 2012. Joe. You can trust me. I'm Uncle Joe.
Uncle Joe.
Race for the White House now. Your voice, your vote. And there was some hope this weekend that the choice of Paul Ryan might change the tone of this presidential race. That did not last long. The president and vice president both taking some hits for comments they made yesterday. And Mitt Romney fired back with his most fiery rhetoric yet. ABC's David Muir is on the trail in Columbus, Ohio with all the details.
I just want to hear his comment.
Directly at the president and the vice president. Vice President Biden trying to defend what he said in the last 24 hours. Regulations on the big banks and Wall Street. Criticizing Mitt Romney's promise to loosen the new regulations on the big banks and Wall Street, but it was how Biden said it.
He's going to let the big banks once again write their own rules. Unchain Wall Street.
Wait.
But it was how Biden said it.
He's going to let the big
banks. Hold on. All right, we got to let this stupid thing pass, whatever's going on. All right, let's see if it passed.
Comments made by Vice President Joe Biden. Biden was criticizing Mitt Romney's promise to loosen the new regulation.
Hold on. We're going to get it. But yeah, what he was saying is they're going to put us...
Once again, write their own rules.
There, there it is.
Unchain Wall Street. They're going to put y'all back in chains.
Quickly taking aim at that Biden.
Well...
Wait, did people applaud that?
Yeah, they did.
What the fuck? What? Nah, man.
They did.
I'm sorry, listeners. Let me do one more time, though.
Unchain Wall Street.
He tried to do a Martin Luther King.
They're going
to
put y'all back in chains.
Romney quickly taking aim at that Biden.
I had a dream.
They're going to put y'all back in chains. That boy had that... You know, He had to be somewhere southern, man.
Yeah, man. I saw the black dude in the back. I knew where they were, man. I saw that shit.
You seen a random brother.
I saw the brother back there, man. Hey, believe you me, the camera selection, the way they angle shit, all that shit plays a part, man.
Yeah.
All that shit is scripted. And that's why I keep going back to Dan Carlin, man.
They're gonna put us back in chains, Montoya's.
Dan Carlin points that shit out to no end. He's like, man, the media, our press, they've been bought, and they're not the ones asking the questions like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
Now back in the day, the press was the ones that held all the politicians' ass to the fire to make them. You know,
honest.
More honest. To defend themselves when they got attacked, you know, on some kind of stance they took.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that no more. The presidents got scripted ass interviews. They give you out a list of questions you can ask them, mm-hmm. shit like that. And Obama's right in that, man. And you know, I hate that. You know, a lot of people they get starstruck when they see him.
It's not starstruck. Mm,
it's starstruck.
Man, we've come from a very dark place in this. 4 years ago, man. 4 years ago, I thought I was going to get laid off. All right? That's what another part of why I went back to school. But we're not going to put out my private business for y'all out there. Stop listening. No, I'm just playing, y'all. Love y'all. Look, I'm saying that things, to me, did not hit the catastrophic level that we all thought they were going to hit. And I'm saying at least let's give that credit to Obama. All right?
Okay. Well, I can follow you on that.
Osama bin Laden. DEAD. Can we give that to Obama?
Not till I see a picture.
Ah, Montoya's, man. He's dead.
Yeah, we don't know that. How you know?
I don't know.
We saw bin Laden ass dead. No, not Bin Laden.
See?
Not Bin Laden.
We seen his
Hussein. We saw him dead.
Yeah, he was dead in the disco.
Like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
But you know what? He didn't get mysteriously dropped in the ocean. We were just told that he died.
On some samurai shit?
Man, if you buy that shit, dog.
That just seemed like a ninja movie.
I got oceanfront property in Missouri, man, right now, if you believe that shit.
So you really think they didn't?
Oh, they covered that shit up. Mm. That was some strategic shit. Excuse my shuffling, but I'm drunk.
If y'all think Montoya's is right, chime in on the new enabled comments on the site. You can review. You can you know, send us an iTunes review. You can tell me I'm a piece of shit. I don't care. Just leave a review.
Come on with it.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on with it.
Montoya, you got any shout outs?
Shout outs. I want to thank. I'm a shout out to shows I've been listening to the last couple days.
All right.
I listen to the Dream Team. That's Rashani. That's Adjective J. That's Scarfinger. Mm. I actually call in today on that shit, but
I plan on calling in anymore.
I shout out to them. We shout out to Nickner's crew all the time.
Yeah.
Mainly because, you know, they Houstonites like us.
Yeah.
And then I've kicked it with old Liquors My Muse a few times, man. That's a cool ass dude, man. I don't give a damn, you know, if anybody got something else to say about it. That boy all right with me.
Yeah, I like kicking it with them boys on Twitter, man, because they be saying some funny shit.
Shout out to this one show that is way bigger than anything else we deal with, the Lex and Terry Show. Man, I love that show, man. I've been listening to that show for like 5 years, man, 6 years.
Seriously?
Yeah, man. Dog, that shit gets me through my day at work.
Okay, Lex and Terry Show. You understand? Check that out.
This morning, I listened to a bunch of non-ratchet shit this morning.
Okay.
I listened to the Freakonomics podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to the Marketplace podcast.
I see you listening to This Week in Tech, man. I was probably
Twit.
Now, you want to talk about shows. That's my show.
Yeah, man. I'm into that.
I love that show, man.
And, I'll give a shout out to those shows that I've been listening to, man. Pod Zeppelin, I gave their ass a run today, too.
Yeah, Pod Zeppelin. I'm going to say Led Zeppelin.
Yep. Ass is drunk.
Look, Pod Zeppelin, man, thanks for the shout out. I'm going to start being in y'all chat room, so y'all prepare for my arrival. Thank you.
There we go. Cyber Soldier spoke.
And shout outs that I want to give. Thanks, DMD, for coming through. Shout out to Big Pokey for following me.
Big time.
Hopefully we can get Big Pokey on the show.
I ain't gonna act like I'm jealous that y'all follow my boy and ain't following me. I ain't gonna act like that.
Y'all follow my toys,
man. It ain't necessary. It's cool.
He leading from the rear. I don't understand.
I see y'all cast, man.
He leading from the rear.
Y'all,
man,
might need me before I need y'all. I'm just saying.
Y'all need computer service. Y'all need help, you know, holla at you, boy. I do freelance work. I can spare a couple hours. If I'm paid properly, of course. You know.
Proper compensation.
I can spare a couple of hours to help y'all out on y'all sites and whatnot. Because some of y'all do look like y'all need a little help. And I think that is going to do it for us this week. We just wanted to put something together short and sweet for y'all. Just kind of put us in the mood. Next week, we're going to have a doozy. Football season is going to be pretty much starting. The drafts are going to be coming down as far as the beating the block draft. So y'all get ready for that. That's going to be next Sunday at 4 p.m. And, you know, just come in. If you don't have time, just show up and do the auto pick. Because I'm telling you, if you don't show up, you're going to be like me and end up with Tony Romo's sorry ass. And Monday is Labor Day, so there's no excuse. I set it up nicely, you know? And I ain't begging y'all. I'm fucking. I just get mad.
Please. But I ain't begging.
I ain't begging y'all. Fuck that. Y'all show up or you don't. That'll do it for us this week, man. Peace.
Peace out.